Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shube, it's 4:25, and at this time of the afternoon, I generally chat to Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Today, Prof has sent us a voice note. He will be talking about the state of the pandemic in India.
Good afternoon, Simon. Good afternoon to the listeners. As I promised yesterday, I'll deal today with the issue around the so-called Indian variant and the horrific epidemic in India. Just to put some numbers to it, first of all, let me say this is the worst outbreak in the world so far. India's number one. There are more than 300,000 infections per day, and this is rising. They're expecting up to 500,000 in mid-May. They've so far had over 200,000 deaths. They're projecting to have ultimately 14 million deaths from this outbreak. They're running about 8,000 a day, and that's probably going to increase to 13,000 a day as the epidemic climbs. So really, this is a monstrous epidemic in India. What has received a lot of publicity is the variant which is driving it. Now, probably, like we had in our second wave, a trigger event with the rage, they've also had a trigger event. They've had these huge religious festivals, particularly the Hindu festival on the Ganges. It's probably the biggest conglomeration of humankind in the world. It tops the Muslim Hajj and other. And so these super spreading events triggered off the epidemic rather than the variant. So the variant has really kind of now taken over as the driving force, like we had with the B351 driving our second variant. But obviously, this is even more serious. So there's a lot of kind of questions now, a lot of worry. You know, are we at risk of importing this variant? And is it really responsible for the kind of severity of the epidemic which has happened in India? And I think not. This variant, it's got a number of mutations, 23 mutations, 7 in the spike protein, for those who are technically minded. And also the variants at position 484, which makes it a little bit resistant to the vaccine, but certainly nothing like the variant like we've got in South Africa, 351. So it's certainly less resistant to the vaccine, so that's less of a problem, but it certainly is more transmissible. So certainly we don't want this variant imported into the country. So far it has not been detected in South Africa, but I'm pretty sure eventually it will be. You just simply cannot keep these variants from spreading. But I think it's unlikely to take hold because 351 is our dominant variant. It has been detected, in fact, in 21 countries, 20 outside India, and the UK, in fact, is the country most affected in the countries outside India. So, you know, I think one would have to kind of keep an eye on it, obviously. And all travelers coming from the Indian subcontinent should be screened and, if necessary, quarantined. I think those travel restrictions should apply. But I think eventually we will find that under our genomic surveillance that this B1617, the Indian variant, will come to South Africa, but probably won't have a very, very significant effect. I think what's going to drive our third wave is our variant, the B351. We'll just have to watch the space see how things progress. So have a good show us and good weekend and all the best. Bye.